Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Colm O'Mungoin on RTE Radio 1.
Now, are your children playing Roblox? Well, if they are, they might be biting off more than they can chew. A report on Primetime on RT1 tomorrow night shows that the multi-million player platform can be a breeding ground for predators. Kate McDonald has been looking at this and she's with me on Drive Time. Now, welcome, Kate. First of all, for anyone out there who doesn't have kids, who are not on this, what is Roblox?
Okay, so Roblox is an online gaming platform that is insanely popular, especially with primary school age kids. It's not just one game, it's millions and millions of different user generated games. So they have roughly 150 million daily active users. A third of those are kids under 13. So for most social media platforms, you need to be 13 to set up an account technically, but you can sign up for Roblox at 5 years old.
Okay, so you would have to say there must be very good safeguards there if such young children are playing it.
That's not what we found. So we set up three test accounts on Roblox for this report for a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old. And we played a load of different games over 12 hours roughly. Now, we weren't prompted to put on any parental controls, even for the 5-year-old. So we left Roblox's default settings on. But there are controls that you can look into as a parent and you can put in place. So some of the stuff we saw was fine. Other bits were a bit strange, but some of it was concerning and kind of showed how children could come across harmful stuff on this platform. So one game we played was a public toilet simulator where users would go into a cubicle and basically simulate sex. And that was rated for suitable for 5 years and up.
Sorry, that's an actual game
that's
on the
a
platform?
Game on the platform, and it's rated suitable for 5 years up. Yeah. So another game was a kind of dating style game. This was also suitable for 5-year-olds, where users would kind of ask each other out in the chat function. And we saw an example of a 20-year-old and an 11-year-old interacting in the chat function. And again, this was available to 5-year-olds. But Roblox says it prohibits any kind of dating experiences or anything to do with sexual activity. But we found plenty of examples of that.
There's an issue as well with Robux. Isn't that what they call the currency on the platform?
Yeah, so the currency, the in-platform currency is Robux. And from what we found in every single game, users are just prompted, constantly bombarded with prompts to buy more Robux, to get to the next level of the game or to buy new accessories or to buy basically just access new parts of the game. So that is just a constant bombardment. We also saw examples of users being mocked for not having the right kind of accessories or like not having a good account. So there's a lot of pressure on kids to have, as there is in the real world, to have the right kind of accessories or to have the right kind of tools for each game.
And you can beg adults or other people on the platform to buy them for you.
Yes, we also came across a game where the whole point of the game was you basically go in and you beg strangers for Robux, and exchanges of the currency then happen within that game. So experts that we spoke to just had so many red flags with this particular game and other games on the platform that this can expose children to exploitation.
Okay, we're nearly out of time, Kate. Are they doing anything to combat this?
So they did announce new safety measures last week that would basically need age for anyone who wants to use the chat function would need age verification. But again, the experts that we spoke to said this is a good step, but it's Roblox should be doing more to stop adults and children even being in the same games in the first place. And that's the major issue here. They're still interacting.
Okay. Well, we'll see more of this. Kate McDonald there. And that report will be on Primetime tomorrow night at 9:35 and on RT1 and, of course, on the RTE player. Now, coming up, we'll be back with the weather.